Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park this Friday for our big fireworks show. You know, our fireworks are the biggest explosions in the Quad Cities. Well, the biggest except when Darren comes out of a chili restaurant after having eaten the Macho Grande special. But that's something nobody wants to see or be a part of, trust me. Now enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there!
And those fireworks shows are when the Bandits are in town on Fridays.
Yes, so not this Friday, but next. Which would be what?
That would be...
That would be the 11th of May?
Sure.
Let's go with the 11th of May.
That sounds right. Welcome, everyone, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. It is May Day. Darren, what are your thoughts on May?
I like May. I suppose there are chili restaurants. Is that what he said?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Restaurants that are just known for their chili, I guess.
I mean, there are chilies.
We are getting a mac and cheese restaurant in town.
Okay.
Called the Cheesy Cow. They just are going to serve different types of macaroni and cheese.
Sounds very precious.
Well, it's going to be right by the Betplex there, so it makes sense you would just serve macaroni and cheese where kids are playing soccer all day.
I'm watching kids swim. Mm-hmm. I can go get a mac and cheese.
I don't think they have a pool at Betplex. I don't think that's the case. Boy, we got a whole lot of stuff to get to here. I wanted to give a special shout out to whichever one of you jackasses called into my morning show as Tom Bassinius this morning. We're talking about
Tom Bassinius.
Yeah. We're talking about
it wasn't Tom Bassinius, was it?
Well, for a time I thought it might be because my producer had it on the screener that it was Tom.
I thought I'd get an accommodation.
That's what he said. We're talking about all the car thefts in the Quad Cities, and this guy was kind of talking like this. And, you know, I don't know if it's someone doing a bit. I suspected it was someone doing a bit, but then, you know, I don't want to be a jerk to somebody. It turns out they've had a stroke or something.
I would err on that side. I would assume that everyone's doing a bit. Well, and if people get offended, so be it.
So then,
listen, I need to guard against you people.
I called the cops on someone the other day. It looked like I had a 14-year-old kid driving a car. I called the cops. You know, they say if you see something, say something. So I called the cops, and I go, well, if you thought that was the right thing to do, then I guess that's the right thing to do. And he goes, well, I thought I'd get accommodation.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. So now I got to act like I got to find a way to get out of this phone call without drawing attention to the fact.
Uh-huh.
Guys, fun is fun. Don't do this to me.
Why do you bring it up?
Well, because I'm appealing to the better angels here. By the way, we've got an opening if you're interested. I lost my co-host over there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he quit.
He quit?
Yeah, he retired.
Well, that's not quitting.
Well,
that's not quitting. Retiring is not quitting. Apparently... Bill Wundrum is maybe he's maybe written his last column, and apparently he's not that happy about
isn't that,
it.
Okay, well that's number one in our top five things. So let's just get
so
right into it.
Let's go do that. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you. Let me find this. Of course, is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. I tell you what, I'm a mess. I'm a wreck. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Check all that out. They offer free cleanings, inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and feel the difference. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday. Don't forget that Mother's Day, just a couple weekends away, and they are putting together some nice packages for that. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has a wide variety in all price ranges for great gifts for Mother's Day. Everything in their store is up to 50% off up until Mother's Day, so take advantage of that at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks Text line 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is opening two stores very, very soon. Two locations. Their Davenport store is going to be located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, open on June 13th. And their Milan store, located just south of Milan on Route 67, that's going to be open on June 1st. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com.
Number one.
Number one.
So you think I shouldn't mention it on the podcast because I'm giving the pranksters what they want?
No, you do what you want. If you want to take them to the woodshed, you take them to the woodshed.
Until he said accommodation, I didn't know what 100% was going on.
You kind of liked it. I like it. I don't like it.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes and no.
I don't like it. Yes, it's like stinky cheese. I like it.
Right, because this
I don't
is the
like
thing.
It.
This is the thing. I would like it if people that listen to us would listen to that, but I can't have you guys.
I like it. But I don't like it.
Right. When I'm getting hello there.
But you know this is a safe place.
I know.
This is a place to vent.
I know. That's,
to get this off, get it off your chest.
Is this feeling something real?
I should also mention that the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
You're getting them all done.
On 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They have delivery available. Order online at order.capriotis.com. When you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotis, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak.
So number one, Bill Wundrum. Longtime Quad City Times
apparently
columnist.
They're ripping the pen out of his hand.
They've told him, look,
you're done.
We're done with this.
Yes.
Now, he's 93 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the Quad City Times, according to multiple sources inside the Times,
Bill, we already have the replacement.
He's written his last column. His last column was on Sunday, April 29th. No, he didn't. Or he says he didn't. He says he was approached about retirement. And my guess is he told them, I'm not going to retire.
Right.
And they said, actually,
you are.
You are.
You're fired.
He said, he's talking to the TV station. He told both Channel 8 and Channel 6, mm-hmm. quote, my status is iffy.
I tell you what, this would have been fun if neither news or outlet would have had any desire to cover this. He's just like, I've got nowhere to go.
Well, it's like he's trying to negotiate by using the TV stations. Uh-huh. Because I'll tell you this. I'll tell you who's having a lot of fun right now, and tomorrow especially, whoever's got to answer the phones at the Quad City Times.
Why?
Because once the news is out that they're trying to push out old Bill Wundrum, you know they're going to come out of the woodwork calling, cancel my subscription.
I'll defend you. Yeah. I'll defend you, Quad City Times.
Darren's got your back.
I'll defend you. Give some young kid who's 70 a chance, Bill.
Wundrum is the longest-serving columnist in Iowa newspaper history. Started writing a column 35 years ago, and for 25 of those years, he wrote it 7 days a week. He says, quote, my life has been entirely at the Times. It's all I've ever known. Now to be retired is disheartening. So he's playing the card where it's like, how could they do this to a beloved old man like me? I'm wondering, too, is he negotiating by using the TV stations, hoping to somehow get a job at the Argus? Nobody tell him. Nobody tell him. Don't anybody tell him. Uh-huh. Don't do it. Yeah, the Times not commenting on the situation. So that's a good sign. You know, my suspicion is, and this is just my gut feeling, but my suspicion is, and what my sources are telling me is, Wundrum's column in the Quad City Times is going to be replaced by a young focus, new music, new country column targeted at a young female.
I like it.
That's what my prediction is, that they're going to go that route.
So,
and it's going to go like gangbusters. People are going to love it.
He go. Thank you, Hawk.
So, yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, move over. Let an 80-year-old have a shot at it.
He's 93. How much money could they have been paying him?
Oh, I have no idea.
And that's like,
I mean, he's not writing a column every day anymore.
Most of his columns are, you know, well, it's the same column he's been writing his entire life. Oh, the birds don't make the noises they used to make.
My two cents.
I, I was visited by the ghost of Cary Grant last night, and we both agreed that...
that I had a hand in his murder.
I might have murdered him. Yeah. Well, this Bill Wundrum situation, boy.
Yeah, the colonel.
Good luck.
Yeah, they're taking him down.
Two.
I just think, this is my two cents on it. You could have figured out a better exit strategy than to make it look like we're just pushing the old man out.
Well, who?
But if he won't leave,
who's to say they haven't been asking him to leave for 20 years?
I guarantee they have.
Right.
Guarantee they have.
So it's like enough is enough. Enough.
I guarantee they have.
Yeah. Enough.
Right. Because you're 93, we have to just keep you here forever until
reverse ageism is what I'm claiming.
I like what you've done there. I'm not. That's wow. That's genius. At some point, we'd like to give the young people a job, like someone in their late 60s.
Maybe one of them.
The number two.
They can tell us stories about how they fought in Vietnam.
Right.
As opposed to the Civil War.
Well, this is what it's going to be, too. They're going to get someone to write the column, and instead of the night Cary Grant died, every year there's going to be the column about how we almost lost Prince here in the Quad Cities. Uh-huh. It's just going to meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Apparently, we ended up killing Prince, but that's for a court to decide.
I know this makes me a bad person, but I have zero sympathy for Bill Wundrum. I have zero sympathy, and he wants to play the.
Hasn't he had it pretty good?
My whole life has been at the Times, and they're pushing me out.
Well, then go do something else.
Take the hint. You're 93.
You're a one-trick pony.
Yes.
Go find a job elsewhere.
No one's, you know. Number two, Facebook announcing a couple of things today.
Would you like to take tickets at the ballpark?
There you go.
Meet some people.
Facebook announcing a couple of things today. One is a clear history tool where you can clear your history on everything you've ever clicked on. I need to explain to me why you'd want to do that.
I guess you can do Facebook. This. Oh, Facebook.
Yeah. I guess so people can't look at your data or something.
Okay.
Because they collect your data when you click on something.
Now, my guess is that wouldn't the only way to really kind of clean thing out is if you just got off of it? I mean, if you just ended your account.
Well,
or is it still hanging out there anyway?
Yeah, they still save it, right?
Yeah, it's still there. But just the every average Joe can access it at that point? I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. But they sell that data to people so they can market to you better, I guess. There's also, by the way, they announced today a dating service they want to put on Facebook. So people on Facebook can date other people.
For big face gals.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Kathleen Turner app.
How would you like to date this big face gal?
I'll never forget what John Belushi told me at the Chateau Marmont.
And that was what?
He said, I love doing speedballs.
I love doing speedballs.
I'm a big face girl. I'm Kathy Moriarty.
Yeah.
What did I say? Kathy
Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner and Kathy
Moriarty. Kathleen Turner is a big face gal.
Yeah, but so is Kathleen Moriarty. I think that's who the original big face
was.
Yeah.
It was.
All right. Well, they're both Kathleens, and they both have big faces. And may God be with them both. But yeah, this Facebook dating now, a lot of people are saying, Jesus, with all the privacy issues you got right now you want to launch into dating? That seems ill-advised to launch that at this time.
Number three.
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 Number three. This story comes to us from Pennsylvania, where a woman's sexual attraction to vehicles caused a disturbance. West Norriton. Police were called to an area. They got a report of a woman was being chased in the street by two other women. By the cops, time the cops arrived, the women stopped giving a chase. The reason that they were chasing her was she was busy having sex with vehicles. She's been diagnosed with mechanophilia, which is a sexual attraction to vehicles and machinery. According to the police report,
in my vehicle, baby.
The woman's caretakers are not allowed to physically restrain her.
She frequently
will break away and engage in pursuit of vehicles that she's attracted to. So this is clearly someone who's really got it bad.
And they can't stop her.
And they can't restrain her. So when she's got to have it, she's got to have it.
Yeah, but how long does that last? I mean, she's on foot, she's chasing a car?
I guess. You know, there's that joke.
Has she ever been successful?
There's that joke about, you know, the dog chasing the bus. once he catches it, he doesn't know what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Not the case with this woman.
Oh, I know what to do with it.
The magic
here,
bus.
Here comes some turtle wax.
Can't have it. Yeah, she was...
Time to put that Maserati away.
Before she was returned to her residence, she was hugging and kissing a Nissan Pathfinder.
Well, that's not the most attractive vehicle.
She was informed that she was causing a disturbance and told to go inside. There was this girl in college. We just called her Pathfinder. First party of the year, freshman year.
Uh-huh.
She just went off into a corner. I mean, you know, it was the first party of the year, and we were all like 17, 18-year-old kids.
Yes.
And she's just in a corner crying by herself. And it's like, what's your problem, Toots? And she goes, I'm convinced that my father loves his Nissan Pathfinder more than he loves me.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't have went away to school.
I don't know. You should have told us that, because now your nickname for the next 4 years is Pathfinder.
Now, that's not one of those religious things, is it?
Hmm.
Is that a...
Loving a car?
Is that one of those cults?
Oh, I don't know. You think any of the kids from Smallville are involved in
this?
No.
I'm talking about like the organization. They're not called Pathfinders. What are they called?
Oh, the Promise Keepers?
Promise Keepers.
Yeah.
Is that still a big thing?
I wouldn't know.
I mean, they used to sell out stadiums and stuff.
Anytime I see someone with a bumper sticker that says, I love my wife, I think... You got caught cheating on her, didn't you? You got to put that on.
You know what that looks like to me?
Uh-huh.
Overcompensation.
Yeah. I'm crazy about my wife. I'm not getting a bumper sticker.
You're not going to get a sticker? No.
That's my business between me and my lady.
Uh-huh.
How I feel about my lady.
Don't say
I'm
my lady.
I'm putting it on my bumper. Don't say my lady.
Don't say my lady.
In the community.
Don't say my lady.
The community.
Kiss my black ass.
Four.
Number four on the top five things. This is going to be one of the priciest seasons in years to drive a car. The price of gas going through the roof.
Better gas up now, then.
U.S. daily national average for regular gasoline, $2.81.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah. A year ago, it was $2.39. And 13% of gas stations in these United States are charging more than $3 a gallon. So there's that.
They're gouging me is what they're doing.
It's not great. Crude oil is pricey, and that means, you know, the gasoline's going to be pricey.
Should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Coming up May 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Performing Arts Academy of Galesburg presents Peter Pan Jr. May 10th, Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. Friday, May 11th, Choral Dynamics presents a free screening of Footloose on May 17th. At 7 o'clock, the Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday free summer movie series and offer a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit on June 7th, a kids-friendly double feature B-movie, and the Monarch Butterfly story. Saturday, June 16th, the Dancer Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. Tickets are available at the website galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They are available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. And when the other guys pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone, Uncle Norm's Fireworks is a family-owned and operated company, business.
Yeah.
And they live here locally. They don't go anywhere. As a matter of fact, the Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-329-2398 or 563-320-0897.
My girlfriend in college was in a sorority, and Pathfinder was in the sorority.
Uh-huh.
So this was senior year, and it was at one of these sorority parties that I went to. One of these mixers, whatever the hell they call it. I don't know. They were these
an exchange?
No, it wasn't like an exchange. They would just have these parties, whatever the sorority was. We'd go to Wisconsin to a supper club and just get
pretty well took it on the road.
Oh, yeah.
To a supper club.
You got to understand, Dubuque is like 2 miles from the Wisconsin border, so yeah.
Well, that's true, it is.
Yeah, no, they're like, you want to get on a bus and go to a supper club and drink a lot of beer? I'm like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't really have much use for your sorority parties, but this sounds like a good time.
I'll have the lettuce wedge and the green goddess dressing, please.
Thank you.
I'll also have some cream spinach and I guess the T-bone steak.
And how's the con tonight? Step lively, my good man. I'm dating a sorority girl. So anyway.
Let's start things off with a plate of smelt.
So even though Loris isn't a big college, Pathfinder's there. So this is senior year, right?
And she's made it.
Well, yeah, we all made it.
We all made it.
But Pathfinder doesn't know who I am because I'm.
She forgot you.
Yeah, right. I mean, I wasn't really that well known or liked.
Well, you had pulled the sausage party prank or whatever.
Yeah. No, look, I wasn't big man on campus, right? So anyway, Pathfinder's at this party. She's like, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm like, yeah, I'm Dave.
I remember.
And then I'm like, doesn't your dad drive a Nissan Pathfinder?
God.
And so she's
good
like,
for you.
And she's like, I don't know why you would know that.
Ooh,
and I go,
isn't that interesting?
I go, sweetie, everybody knows that.
Oh, boy, that's rough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is what it is.
Well, it's.
I had a couple drinks and we were in a supper club.
Listen, I'm a senior. In college. Am I as fully developed as I am now?
No.
Oh, listen, I'd still do it.
Oh no! Like looking back, it's one of my better moments.
Number five.
Why would you know that my dad drives a Pathfinder?
I'm psychic,
sweetie. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everyone.
It's a strange thing to be upset about.
How do you not?
Unless
know
he just goes on and on and on about.
How do you not know that everyone calls you Pathfinder? We've been here for 4 years.
Yeah, but
I'm the one that's telling you what your nickname is.
But were you calling her that behind her back?
Well, it must have been. I don't know.
Well, then that's why she wouldn't know. How could she know?
Yeah, I didn't really hang out with her till senior year.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Unless you're calling her Pathfinder right in front of her face, then how would she know?
Yeah.
Makes sense that she wouldn't know.
Well, but I feel like a lot of people called her that, so it seems
well,
like...
Well, yeah, but not with her around!
Well, eventually you would think it would get back to her.
I don't know that it would. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
So I think
how are things
with you and your dad? Like, well, what is that supposed to mean? I'm like, well, you know, you'd mentioned 4 years ago at the first party that you thought maybe he loved the Pathfinder more than he loved you.
I wonder.
Well, that's a weird thing for you to remember, is it? Because you made a real spectacle.
I wonder if he said something like as he drove off,
dropped her off at college. Like, finally, I get to be alone in my Nissan Pathfinder.
You're not. Hogging all of my attention.
I have what's known as mecalophilia. You'll learn about that in college, I hope. I'm leaving your mother for this Pathfinder.
Five.
I found my path. And I'm going to take it. I'm going to take the road less traveled.
I told your mother we would wait until you kids were all out of the house before I left her for the Pathfinder.
But
today's the day.
Your mother already knows.
Oh.
You're the last one I'm telling. You're the last child. You're the youngest one going to college. Today is finally my day.
Hey, I'm so-and-so. Yeah, I'm Dave. And doesn't your dad drive a Pathfinder? That's a weird thing for you to know. I don't know that it is that weird. It's weird that everyone's not talking about this. I'm not weird. You guys are
well,
all
maybe
weird.
Everyone else gave it up 3 years ago, and you're the only one still hanging
on
to it.
Well, I've got a memory for stuff like that. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to drink beer out of this plastic mug that's got Greek letters written on it in crayon or whatever the hell this
had
is.
Had to take physics 3 times, but this I remember. Finally, that 3rd time, it started to stick.
Number 5, Kettle One coming out with a new vodka.
Uh-huh.
That isn't
is that necessary?
It isn't technically vodka.
Okay.
They're calling it Kettle One Botanical. It's vodka that has
sounds precious.
Less alcohol and fewer calories than the standard stuff.
Oof.
At 30% alcohol by volume, it doesn't qualify as vodka. In order for it to be vodka, you got to be at 40% ABV. And you can be flavored vodka if you're at 37.5%, but 30%.
Huh.
So it's vodka, and it'll say vodka, but then it'll say on the bottle made with vodka. Vodka made with vodka.
It's not really vodka-like.
The appeal is to health-conscious consumers.
Drinking vodka.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're going after Tito's Handmade Vodka, which I guess advertises as being gluten-free.
Oh.
They've got 8% of the market share. Kettle One only has 1.7% of the market share.
Good for you, Tito.
So, yeah, they're going to... You know that they, all the corn they use for Tito's is from Muscatine. When you're drinking Tito's, you're drinking something that grew up in Muscatine.
I think I have heard something like that. Yeah.
They ship it down to Texas.
Tito's a big customer
yeah.
of Muscatine.
Sure is. That Tito's is made right here in Iowa. Well, I mean, the corn is, anyway. So, yeah, this one shot of this alcohol is 73 calories. I have to admit, you know, I'm more of a beer guy than a spirits guy. I thought the whole thing about vodka was that it didn't have a lot of calories. Hmm. And I also thought, I mean, I knew it's got a lot of alcohol.
But if you're drinking vodka, are you concerned about the calories?
That's what I'm wondering. Who are these people like, well, I had, it's 70 calories, so I can have two.
I know when Nicolas Cage was drinking all that vodka and leaving Las Vegas, he was not concerned about the calories.
No. No.
Of course, he was trying to kill himself there in that movie.
There is that.
I think he ended up being quite effective.
Don't ruin it for me.
You never seen it?
No.
Y'all having a good time out there.
I didn't know there was still a spoiler alert on Leaving Las Vegas. I'm a prickly pear.
Does Elizabeth Shue get naked in that movie? She's a hooker
she
with a heart.
She gets her clock clean, but I don't know if she necessarily gets naked.
Hmm. Well, that would be good to know.
But she looks good in it.
I'm not in a hurry to see it. So I guess you haven't ruined anything. But you're telling me he does die?
I think so, yes.
Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make your 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie. May already.
How do you
Can
feel
you
about,
imagine?
How do you feel about May?
I like May. I don't like it as much as I used to.
Do you still have Paige's artwork somewhere?
I do.
Is that up at Hotel Moline, or where is that?
15. Oh, you know what? It might have. It might have got tossed.
Oh, don't tell me that.
It might have got
that artwork is
precious to you.
It's buried in my mind.
Maybe it's still there. It's other niece is. Is living there.
All right.
So I don't know if she's tore it down or not.
She better not have.
I guess she would have, could have, at this point said, you know what, this stuff is going, and
well,
I'm
going to
put
for
up
that
what
news.
I want. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein.
If it's still there.
Can I have it?
Would you bring it to me? I'll put it on the refrigerator. That'll stick it in a little guy's ass. Look at this. Put another kid's artwork up. What do you think of that?
Oh, to yours? Oh, your
yeah,
son.
Yeah. Hey, whose artwork is that on the fridge? Where'd mine go? This is something Paige did 20 years ago.
Well, not 20, yeah.
15?
No, probably. Well, 12? Yeah, maybe 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 15
She's
years.
In college now, right?
She's going to be 20 this year.
That's crazy.
Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages as well.
Whose artwork is this? So,
I got it outsourced some a kid's artwork.
This art speaks to me.
Uh-huh. Especially in May. As well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Reach out to us using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Why drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Again, two locations opening very, very soon in June, one at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, and one, their Milan store, located just south of Milan on Route 67.
For the record, I'm a big fan of my son's artwork. I got two boxes of it, and it's framed all around the house. And I keep a lot of it for sentimental reasons. Like, I can't imagine throwing out some of his artwork. And also,
has some got tossed, though?
Well, I mean, you can't keep everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just got to keep the good stuff.
But the stuff that really speaks to you, it's like, okay, that's, yeah, going, we'll keep the, that's that. Going in the box. Yeah, I've got two big boxes full of artwork from
although
the last
eventually, wouldn't yeah. you think, I mean, if he comes home and he's... he's 25 years old or something, yeah, and you've got his artwork up on the wall, so he'll be like, cool. I mean, come on, man. Take that stuff down.
No. I would never. It means a lot to us. Never would take that down. There's the stuff that's on the walls that we'll never take on. Some of it he did when he was real little. And I keep a lot of it for sentimental reasons, and a lot of it I keep because I think when he's famous, it's going to be worth a fortune.
Well, there would be that.
Right?
Kind of like his rookie card.
Exactly. Mark Schwartz was on the second day of a 4-day sentence for DUI. This happened in Northern California.
So he's locked up
California.
For 4 days.
4 days.
He's in the second day.
Yes. It's day two. He's 22 years old. This is in Northern California.
Starting to go a little stir crazy?
Day two of his 4-day sentence. He goes a little nuts. Decides to make a break for it.
You've only got 3 days to go.
Decided to scale the fence surrounding the jail.
You've just made things worse.
Once he got to the top, he had to get past coils of razor wire.
That would stop me.
Took some time, but he untangled himself from the razor wire coils, then dropped to the ground. From there, he hopped over a wooden fence and just started running. But by this point, more than 20 deputies, as well as the sheriff's department helicopter, police dogs, and the highway patrol were on the hunt for his escape.
Well, I would hope so.
He was out for 38 minutes.
And so then now how long is he going to
stay? Well, the longer that he's not out yet, I can tell you that. They think that the reason he left was he was going through drug withdrawal, which would make a little bit of sense. Like, I got to get out of here and get a fix, right? That makes some sense. But now he's booked on felony escape charges.
So instead of doing another
48 hours, this young man is going to be doing a considerable amount of time. A considerable amount. I wanted to talk to you about this one because this happened last week. And, you know, there's moments where I read something and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to talk to Darren about it.
And then you forget?
Yeah, right. So Mariah Carey is nuts. I don't even know if you saw this.
I don't know if that's the way we should be talking about this.
Well, she's got bipolar disorder.
Okay, all right. Did you see Mariah Carey's nuts?
Did you see this? She's out. She is B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Bananas. Tell you what, those twins ain't crazy.
There was a lawsuit. Some security guard sued her for sexual harassment. Because this little darling says, yeah, she would always call me into her bedroom wearing nothing but a see-through negligee.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, it's obvious what Mariah Carey wants when she brings you in a room and she's wearing nothing but a see-through negligee.
I would think.
And she's making him move things from one side of the room to another, and it's like, clearly, Mariah is looking for, And this guy's like, no, I'm a security guard. There's code. I don't do that.
That's a bad code.
Yeah.
That's a real bad code.
Because here's the thing, dude. I would be like,
all she wants for Christmas is you.
If Mariah Carey was like, hey, Dave, what do you say? Let's go. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay. Couple of things. I resign immediately as your bodyguard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write this on a napkin.
And let me call my wife to tell her it's over.
This is obviously in an alternate universe where I'm not married.
Right, okay.
Although, honestly, I think if I called my wife and said Mariah Carey's in a see-through negligee, I think my wife would be like...
Well, especially if it was Christmas time.
Do it for the story, yeah.
If it's Christmas time, it's like, you know what, I'm just all caught up. I'm caught up in the Christmas mood, too. Mm-hmm. You have a good time.
Right. Tell me the stories.
Tell me the story later.
Yeah. I wonder about that. I don't know for sure, but...
Maybe not in the middle of summer, but if it's Christmas time...
Right.
If it's Christmas and it's snowing.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. I'd be like, okay, I sign this napkin that says I'm no longer your bodyguard, and now I'm your boyfriend. Am I your boyfriend? All right.
This napkin that says I'm your boyfriend.
Sign this napkin.
This napkin says I'm not your bodyguard,
and this one says
I'm your boyfriend.
Now I'm your boyfriend. And now, Davey's on the old gravy train.
Uh-huh.
And I could hang out with crazy Mariah Carey. I could handle that.
For a while,
For as long as I needed to.
Yeah.
Until it was a mess I didn't feel like cleaning up anymore.
How crazy are we talking?
Well, here's one of the stories. You tell me if this is... how crazy this is. And again, you're right. I should be more sensitive about bipolar disorder. She once was hospitalized after after throwing a big dinner for Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Prince. Now, here's the problem. They were all dead when she started throwing this dinner for him.
You know what story?
2016, Mariah Carey was hospitalized because she thought Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Prince
coming over?
Were all coming over for a dinner party.
Mm. Well, that might be that she's just in a couple bottles in.
Well, she was in what they call a manic state. So, at one point, her manager, who is threatening to sue Mariah for money that she thinks she's owed, at one point the manager had to call Mariah Carey's ex, Nick Cannon, because the nanny said Mariah was wearing a ball gown and a tiara.
Nice.
And she asked the nanny to get the kids ready for her dinner meeting with Michael, Whitney, and Prince. Again, they're all dead. A psychiatrist was called, and eventually the psychiatrist shows up, and it's like, no, I'm having this dinner party for Prince, Mariah, and Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson. And the psychiatrist said, this one needs to go to the nut house.
That's what he said? Those were his professional words?
He said that she should be hospitalized. So she...
Which is quite different than this one needs to go to the nut house.
Well, they're taking her to the hospital, and she attempted to jump out of the vehicle on the way to the hospital. She was then placed on a little something Van Halen taught us about, a 5150.
Mm.
That's an involuntary hold. She was referred to private physicians. The whole thing was kept quiet with the help of Mariah's famous friends. She was eventually moved out of the hospital into the Beverly Hills Hotel, where she was treated, although they had to take all the sharp objects out of her room. When she got stable, she returned home, but started to spiral again after she stopped taking her medication. Anyway, she's been very public about her fight with bipolar disorder, and has to be applauded for that. But if you think she's, I'm not all about, I would have gone along for the ride.
Talents.
I would have been like,
true talent.
Sure, honey. Let's set the table up for Michael and Prince, and let's do this thing. Let's do this.
I don't know why this reminds
me. Put on that negligee that Prince likes so well.
I don't know why this reminds me of that, but I guess just it was just the talk of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this story from a couple of years ago where the woman goes in to get a birthday cake,
mm-hmm.
and like the birthday cake isn't done properly.
It wasn't her specifications. Yes.
And she punts the birthday cake.
That's right.
I just love that.
And you remember, too, that wasn't that woman's first run-in with birthday cake.
No, she was. She's always kicking cakes.
She's a cake kicker.
Like a pathfinder.
A patron sent us a text not that long ago to say they were listening to the cake kicker episode, and they couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I love the fact that...
I mean, we didn't have anything to do with it. That was all her.
No, yeah, no. I mean, we couldn't... You can't make that stuff up. It'd be a waste of everyone's time. Yeah, well, it's... that's the thing. Mariah Carey is got a problem in her coconut. But she's got other assets that I think are fantastic.
Including a couple coconuts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, a lot of artists have bipolar disorder. It's not uncommon for artistic people to have that. To have manic highs and you know, devastating lows. I think that's sometimes the burden of genius. I'm not trying to be funny here. I really do think that's something that people that are super creative deal with a lot.
They have an insight we don't have.
That's it. They also have brain chemistry issues that
we don't have.
Maybe are why that you're able to write a song like All I Want for Christmas Is You. I don't know.
The last great standard.
Yeah, we talk about this every Christmas. There hasn't been a Christmas song since that's been entered into the Christmas catalog.
People don't even try anymore.
I mean, and before that it was George Michael's Last Christmas.
And that barely counted.
I think it's weird that he didn't come over for the dinner party, if I'm being honest.
Not invited.
Well, that seems weird.
It does seem strange. That's crazy.
Why wasn't George Michael on the list of people to come over to your party? That seems like, what are you, homophobic? What is that about? I dig that you're crazy, but if you're homophobic, Mariah, then the love affair's over. I'll only put up with that from one person. That's Olivia Newton-John.
Sign this napkin.
This napkin says that I'm no longer your bodyguard. And then this napkin is that I'm your boyfriend now.
I'm your boyfriend. Signed here.
And Dave is now my boyfriend.
Signed, Mariah Carey.
And I'm going to sign here. And if you could date this napkin here.
Yeah. And initial here.
All right. Now, what did you have in mind, crazy naked lady? That's what I'd say.
Let's gunk up that tiara.
Yeah. And then let's, I don't know, let's watch some TV, see what happens. Let's Netflix and chill. Is that still a thing, kids? How about I slide into your DMs? I don't know what that, the hell I'm talking about.
Let's just crawl into bed and see if Pitbull's Revolution 3 is on. New Year's Revolution 3.
Now
we got something to watch.
Hello, exactly!
Story here of some fraudulent artwork. There is a painting in France, the Terrace Museum in southern France.
God, I've drank a lot of soda today.
Did you? You got to go to the bathroom?
No.
You just all hopped up on soda?
That's just way too much soda.
Yeah.
Too much soda.
I bought myself a case of Coke Zero
mm-hmm.
for my other job.
Yeah.
And
you're already through it?
I drank it in 2 weeks.
Too much.
I can't do that anymore.
Too much soda.
I've been trying to move the water.
But the water's boring.
That doesn't help you get up at 3 in the morning.
No, it doesn't. No.
So the Terrace Museum in this southern French village is dedicated to the works of French painter Étienne Terrace. He was born there, you see. So he's this famous French painter. He was born in this French town. They've got this museum with all of his artwork. And they just found out that of the 140 paintings they have at the museum,
mm-hmm.
82 of them are counterfeits.
I'm not that good.
What are you doing? More than half the paintings in the museum of, again, the guy who was born in your town are fake. The mayor of the town says an investigation into the paintings was first launched after an art historian raised his doubts about the authenticity of the museum's art.
Those are the worst. Art historians are the worst.
Well, that's a hell of a job.
It really is. Right? Talk about precious.
Right? Well,
that's all you do all day.
To be able to walk into a museum dedicated to an artist and go, fake, 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 real, fake, fake, real, real, fake, 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 that's kind of a gift. I know what you're saying. It does seem like a... I mean, where I grew up, if you told people you're going to school to be an art historian, that's a good way to get your ass kicked.
Well, it's better than telling people that your dad's in love with the Pathfinder more than you.
It's a weird thing for you to know about. Why would you even bring that up? I don't know. I'm trying to make conversation. I'm in a supper club full of sorority girls. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here.
I'm very gregarious.
Well, after a couple of Killian's Reds, we'll see where the night takes me. I don't know. Yeah, they noticed a discrepancy in the painting style. And they noted that one of the problems that they had when this art historian started looking at things was like, so this is a painting that this artist did of this building in this year. That's weird because this building wasn't built for like 20 years later until after this painting is supposed to have happened. So that's what Charles Ramsey would call a dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
We have riffs with this dude. Meanwhile, Amazon's got their own counterfeit problem to deal with. They say that there are a bunch of counterfeit goods on Amazon in the marketplace. Knockoff Apple AirPods are being sold on there. Apple iPhone chargers. Counterfeit streetwear and accessories. And counterfeit Kylie Jenner lip gloss. Manufactured by a Chinese company and almost indistinguishable from the real thing.
Where Caitlyn's dating someone who's 21 years old?
Which one? Is Caitlyn the mom?
Caitlyn is Bruce.
Caitlyn's Bruce Jenner. Who's the mom?
Chris,
okay. So,
did I see Caitlyn that wrong?
Jenner's dating a... Is Caitlyn Jenner a cougar?
And I don't know who he's... she's dating. Is that wrong? Is that fake news? Is that a hoax? Is that a witch hunt? What is that? Or did I just make that up?
I don't know. I mean, let me see what the Google machine tells me here.
Caitlyn is 67 years old.
Okay. Well, Caitlyn is... Okay, so... And Caitlyn's a lesbian. Caitlyn doesn't like dudes, right?
Caitlyn's... Okay.
Caitlyn has always liked chicks.
Still does.
But Caitlyn is a woman herself.
Mm-hmm.
There were reports that Caitlyn Jenner was going to marry Sophia Hutchins. I'm taking a look at Sophia Hutchins here. She looks considerably younger than 60, whatever Bruce Caitlyn Jenner is.
Think like 67.
Okay. I don't know how old Sophia Hutchins is. Sophia Hutchins, I bet, is younger than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at this picture, she looks like what we used to call in the day a PYT.
See, now I heard that she was like 21 years
Tenderoni!
Old. Like 21 years old.
She looks older than 21.
She does look older than 21. Okay.
Oh, my God, she's 21 years old.
Well, there you go.
Wow. So
talk about making it happen.
Now, are there lesbian cougars?
Why wouldn't there be?
I just always think of cougars being going after younger men.
Well, I'm sure that there are older lesbians going after younger.
I would imagine that the LGBT community would have
women. Why wouldn't there be?
Well, you would think they would have their own word for that.
Well, that could be. There could be a different word. That's. I suppose that's possible.
We're just not hip to the trip. That's going to do it for this installment of the top five things.
I think we answered a lot of questions today.
We learned a lot
about ourselves and our bodies. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, along with their delicious sandwiches. Make sure you pick up their soups as well, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Having a get-together? I bet you got a graduation party coming up. Make sure that you get Capriati's involved. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes those extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. And if you're there on your own or with the family for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
That's it. We're back with our another show on Thursday for you.
We'll see you on Thursday.
We'll be back on Thursday. All right? Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.